Hello, this is Patrick Joyce. I am 14 years old. Today is 11/24/2017, November 24th, 2017. And I'm speaking with my Aunt Megan, who is my aunt. We are recording this in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Hi, this is Megan Graham. I'm at Patrick's house for Thanksgiving holiday, and we are conducting this interview.
Yeah. Describe living through a major historical event.
So I lived through 9/11. I lived in Manhattan on September 11th, 2001. I lived on 57th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. And that morning I went out for a jog with my oldest son in the jogging stroller and went up the East River from 57th Street to about 106th Street. And on my return trip, I saw lots of police boats in the water on the East River, and I saw smoke down what I thought was towards the UN, but it was actually further south down at the trade centers. I didn't know that until I got back home. And when I got back to my apartment building, my doorman had asked me if I had heard what had happened. And when I said no, he told me that a plane had flown into one of the Twin Towers. So I ran upstairs and called my husband, who worked down by the Twin Towers, right across the street, in fact, in the American Express Tower. And he told me that a plane had flown into one of the buildings, and but everybody was okay, and they were looking into what was going on. And then we hung up, and I went inside and turned on the other TV and saw the second plane hit the other tower. And at that point, we knew it was some kind of active terrorism. And so I called the trading floor back and couldn't get connected and continued to watch the news, and then saw one of the buildings collapse and then the other building collapse, and had lost contact with all the people down there on Wall Street. And a few hours later, my husband returned to the apartment, and then my sister returned or came to the apartment, and my brother, and lots of friends. And we were all just trying to figure out what was happening in Manhattan. It was a scary day for all of us.
How has this event, like, affected your life?
Well, I mean, it affected my life, because it was such a major event in history, and to live through that. But it also just made me realize how great it is to be an American, and how the people of New York and the people all around the world really bonded together. I got calls from people that I had not seen in 20 years that day, and asking if we were okay, because they knew we lived in Manhattan. So it really definitely brought out the best in people, and that was a nice thing to witness.
Did you ever feel danger on this day?
I never felt too vulnerable on that day. I felt very supported by all the calls and concerned messages that we had gotten from people. And I think the world really rallied around New York in particular, in the United States, to a larger degree, as it was such a devastating event in our history. And it wasn't just in New York. I mean, the Pentagon got hit.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a trying time for all of us. And I think that after that, it really proved to the world that we are resilient. And when we all bond together as Americans and as people that care for the same thing, we can do anything. I mean, here we are how many years later, in those towers, there's the Freedom Tower that's rebuilt. The towers have a really special, beautiful memorial built in its place.
Yeah.
So it's a nice place to go visit, and I recommend it for anyone who hasn't been there.
Okay. Well, that's going to be it for the interview today with my Aunt Megan.
Thanks, Patrick. That was a great project, especially during this time of Thanksgiving, and we all have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And that's going to be it.
That's a wrap.
Thank you.
You're right.